UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Time now for Down the Stretch with veteran and highly successful thoroughbred handicapping expert Don Noble. Then I'll pay my tab, climb in a cab,
hit another spot downtown. It's all about tonight. Yeah, tonight at Churchill Downs. Good Saturday morning and welcome to this Stephen Foster edition of Down the Stretch, Kentucky's number one thoroughbred handicapping show, sponsored by Century Mortgage. I was listening to that on my iPhone the other day while I was on my stationary bike, and I said, hey, let's play that Saturday morning, right? All about tonight, and that's what it is at Churchill Downs tonight. We got five stakes races, right? Highlighted by the Grade 2 Stephen Foster Handicap. And let me say this before I get into the body of handicapping and our results last week at Belmont Park on Belmont Day. Two of the toughest days of handicapping for me is Derby Day and the Breeders' Cup, Mitch. And I will tell you this, today's card at Churchill Downs is a very demanding and tough card to handicap. You can hear it from me. It is tough. And if you need some help tonight, and hopefully when we're right, we're right. But we could be wrong tonight. But, man, it's going to be some great racing. Man, we got Javier Castellano. We got Joel Rosario. We've got the Ortiz boy. We got Johnny V in town, plus the locals. It's going to be a fantastic night. And if you have forgotten, post time tonight, 6 o'clock. The last race is at 11:16. 11:16. And they've got 11 races on tap, but really 10 for me. Because I don't handicap Arabian races. I just don't. And but if you need some help, some winners tonight, go to downthestretch.net. Get our selection sheet. Study it. Hopefully you can pick some winners along with me. And you might like another horse besides the three and the long shot that we give you on our selection sheet, and may get you a good exacta, good trifecta, nice pick three, pick four, early double, so you can have some money to parlay and bet on the Stephen Foster. That's a good race. I'm telling you, it's really a good race. And some of the early races tonight I thought were difficult as well. Hopefully it won't rain. When I was looking at the extended forecast, they said 50% chance of rain, and now it's down to 20. So I think it's going to be up north, but we may get an isolated thunderstorm. We'll see. But last Saturday, we had a good day on our down-the-stretch selection sheet at Belmont Park. In the second race, it was on the turf. We picked a horse on top called No Man's Land. Paid a little short, 490.
But we had the five C-Mask. The last time that horse ran C-Mask, went off at 59-1. Last Saturday, went off 25-1. Now, you had a 490 mutual on top. That exacta paid $67. Along with Overbold, the one that we had underneath, paid $267. And then in the third race, the $150,000 Easy Gore Stakes, we had the five, Majid for Rudy Rodriguez with Luis Saez winning, paid $1,260, along with the three, Grump's Little Tots was our best long shot of the day, paid $77. We had the exacta, along with the six, Always Mining, $203. So I'm feeling terrific. Now, here comes the grade one, $700,000 Just a Game Stakes. And everybody at Belmont, Kentucky, Florida, Chicago, here's Chad Brown with Rushing Fault. He won two grade one events in Lexington. He got pounded to win this, paid $340, along with the three, Bowl Recall for Brad Cox. The exacta was $11.20. But the second, third, and fourth winners we had on top, pick three was $94.50. Could have bet a $10 one there and got some money. And then in the fifth race, grade one, $700,000 Ogden Phipps Stakes, horse that I really liked, that got a victory down at Hot Springs in the grade one Apple Blossom Stakes, Midnight Bazoo. I can't believe this horse paid $5.40, our top selection. Along with the one, Come Dancing, short exacta, paid $10. But I couldn't believe Midnight Bazoo paid $5.40. And then in the sixth race, the grade two, $400,000 Jaipur Invitational Stakes on the turf. Boy, were they flying. And again, you have some worthy horses, but here's Chad, here's Service with World of Trouble, Even Money, Morning Line. Now, we're going 6 furlongs, which is kind of an unusual distance on the turf. But they went 21-4, 43-4, 54-4 in the final time for 6 furlongs on the turf was 106-3. That's flying. That's flying. And the horse paid $280, $2.210. I don't know why there was a discrepancy there, but it was. 106-3 going 6 panels. Wow. Wow. That was our top selection. And then in the 7th race, a horse we had underneath, Grana, the 7 horse, for Chad Brown. This 3-year-old filly by a gold sapper out of a distorted human mare with Jose Ortiz, my favorite rider. This horse broke her maiden at Keeneland in the slop, going 6.5. And that day they went 22-45-3, 110. Final time was 116-2. Went off 80 cents to a dollar that day and wins. completely annihilated the field by 14 lengths. Now, the horse just broke his maiden April 19th, and they put the horse in a Grade 1 event, the Grade 1 Acorn, $700,000 for fillies, three-year-old. And the horse wins. Pays $580, $350, and $3. And had a decent exacta, along with Serengeti Express, paying $2,340. And I'll tell you this, that Tom Amos, the trainer of Serengeti Express, couldn't have been happy. They went out too quick. That 21-4 and 43 was lucky Serengeti Express even survived that pace that was so detrimental and just held on for second. But I still like Serengeti Express. They won a mile that day, and I still think that horse is tough. Going to win some more money for the connections. But anyway, and then in the eighth race, going 7 eighths, the Grade 1 Woody Stevens Stakes. I looked at this race, and I thought Chad Brown's horse is going to be tough in here. But again, just broke maiden in the second attempt. Keeneland, Honest Mischief. And I was taking a little bit of price, 6-1. But a horse that I did like and I thought had a shot, because I put marks on it, was the six horse, Nitrous. A three-year-old colt by Tappet out of City Zip Mare. And last time out, won $150,000 stakes race, Oaklawn Park, and that day they went 109-3 was the final time, wins by almost two lengths for Asmussen and Ricardo Santana. So I made Nitrous my long shot. Now again, was 10-1 morning line, and here they come down in deep stretch, and I'm saying Nitrous is going to win this race. And got bumped by Hall Creek Hustle for Vicky Foley and Corey Landry. And I said, they're going to take this. They're going to take his coat down. Did they? No. Hall Creek Hustle paid $39.80, $15.20, and $8.10 for the show price. I was shocked to see Hall Creek Hustle win the race and should have been taken down. But the stewards didn't want any controversy like we had here on Derby Day with Maxim Security, so they left the horse up. I get beat by a nostril. Nitrous won off at 17-1. Man, was I disappointed. But that's racing. That's racing. And then in the 10th race, in the inner turf, the Grade 1 Manhattan Stakes, $1 million for four-year-olds and up. My best bet of the day. And, you know, people say, well, it's short. Paid $330, $270. 240. And that's bricks and mortar. One at Churchill Downs in the Grade 1 Turf Classic by half a length with Iraq RTs in the irons. 7-5 morning line. Now, I'll just tell you this. I had a conversation with an individual, and we were talking about the races. And you know what he said to me? Well, I didn't make any money. I said, well, you should have made money early, and you should have put the money in your pocket. And said, well, they didn't pay nothing later. Well, let me tell you what. They went 158-1 for a mile and a quarter in that Manhattan Stakes. And let me say this to you. You ain't going to get that money at any bank. And you bet $200, you're going to get $330 back. And that's how much money you could have bet on bricks and mortar. You could have bet $2,000. Now, I know what people say. Well, yeah, you could have, should have, would have. Well, I understand that. Horse could have broke poorly. Could have went to his knees. Whatever. But he didn't. Bricks and mortar was much, much the best. Much, much the best. Which leads us to final race I'm going to talk about is the Grade 1 Belmont Stakes. Going a mile and a half. $1.5 million a purse. I looked at this race, and I said to myself, I still like War Will. Taxidus, this is what I said. All the experts say this colt, bred by the stallion Tappet, should have no problem with the 1.5 mile distance. But what I don't particularly like is the jockey, Jose Ortiz, as the rider. I saw Ortiz at Keeneland. He was on some mounts for Chad Brown and got beat, not once, not twice, not three times, four or five times. It was back too far. And I guarantee you, Taxidus should have won that race. And he got to horse beat. And Billy Mott says, the conditioner of Taxidus, we got a bad trip. Yes, we got a bad ride. Need to get Junior Alvarado, his main man. So who wins the race? It's three-year-old colt by Awesome Again out of a Fleet Alex mare. Joel Rosario, Sir Winston, for owner and breeder Tracy Farmer. I call him Tracy Oxmoor Ford Farmer. And they went 23-4, 48-4, 113-3, 138-2, 202 in the final time for a mile and a half was 228-3. Horse paid 22.40, 880, and 610. I didn't have Sir Winston. Didn't like the horse. The horse hadn't won since Woodbine on a synthetic surface for Mark Cassie in a $100,000 race. I mean, was second. And ran well in the Peter Pan. Only got beat less than two lengths. Going a mile on the 8th, May 11th. But I didn't see it. If you look at the expression on Mark Cassie's face, I think he was as surprised as everybody else. But congratulations goes out to Connections. I didn't have the Belmont Stakes, but I did have some winners, and I did have the winner in the last race. So we're going to get into Churchill Downs' races today. And I'll see which race I want to talk about when we come off the first break. So we'll be right back here on Down the Stretch, sponsored by Chex Cafe.
Lipstick letter across the mirror this morning, said goodbye, baby. You left without warning, like a thief in the night. You ran away with my heart. I can't believe my eyes, must be a bad dream. You always said we had a good thing. You never once let on we were falling apart. That ain't no way to go.
You're listening to Down the Stretch. Now, here's your host, Don Noble.
You know, I like country music. And there's some good country music artists. But in my opinion, Ronnie Dunn and Brooks and Dunn has the best voice in country music. And why are you laughing over there, Mitch? You don't think so? I mean, this guy's unbelievable. He's got a tremendous voice. So evidently, you are going to differ with me, I guess, huh?
I'm not much of a country music guy, but I like Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, I think they're really good. I really do. I like Vince Gill. I like Blake Shelton. Some of the female artists that escapes me. Some of them, they're not country.
I'm more of a Rodney Atkins and Toby Keith guy.
Now, I like Toby Keith. I went to a concert here when they had a Breeders' Cup here the last time. There was only 300 people at the concert. It was kind of interesting. And they had a drink by one of the vodka companies. I think it was Grey Goose. You know what the drink was called, Mitch?
What's that?
Down the Stretch.
How about that?
You know what I told them? I want a cut. I want a cut, right? Well, let's get into some handicapping here on Saturday morning. It's about 10:25. The first race we're going to talk about is the opener. We're on the turf. Going 5.5. Got a nice purse of $95,000. These for maidens, three-year-olds, and up. Pulse time, 6 o'clock. Hadn't seen the scratches yet. They're probably not out. Got 12 horses entered. First horse I'll talk about is a horse that I like on top, and that's the 5, Decline, for Mike Maker. Tyler Gaffling on, his three-year-old colt by Will Take Charge out of a Sky Mesa mare. Last time out, trying the turf for the first time, going 5.5. This colt went 22-3, 46-4, 59 in final time, 105-1. Got beat less than 2 lengths. Went off at 9-1. You're not going to get that tonight. But I think this horse has got a shot, has been over the turf surface. So I'm saying this is a horse I like to win this race. But another horse in here that I looked at, and in these races, some of these horses have never ran on the grass. So I got to look at my sire stats from Bristnet and see. And a guy that doesn't debut, a lot of turf horses, but when he does pretty well. He's winning at almost 14%. And that's Eddie Keneally. And, boy, is he having a good meet. I mean, he's got 36 starters this meet. He's got 12 wins, 7 seconds, and 5 thirds, winning at a 33% clip. And he's getting the meet leading rider, Corey Landry. And that's the 3 horse, Allen Song, by this 3-year-old gelding by Spicetown, which is a C as far as trying the turf. But I just think they're trying a different surface. The horse had a tremendous work. June 7th, Churchill Downs, 47-3 breezing, 6 best of 76. And I'm sure they're hoping that translates to the turf surface. And you're getting 3-1. 3-1 on Allen Song. The other horse that I looked at is on the outside. Way on the outside, the 11 horse coming out of the 10th pulse position for Steve Asmussen, World. It's 3-year-old colt by Orb out of a Smart Strike mare last time out. And it was a while. It was a Kentucky Downs. Kentucky Downs. It went 6.5 that day, and the horse ran a disappointing 12th by 12 lengths. Was the favorite that day. $3.30 to $1. Drawn outside, but I think this horse is going to be much better. But it's been laid off since September, but has been working pretty well down at Ellis Park. Ellis Park. And that's the 10 World. And you're getting 10-1. And then the other horse that I use, and I don't like outside post positions going 5.5, but you never know what could happen. But saying that, I had to get a long shot, and the long shot I used in here was the 12, Spiral Gyra. Reminds me of the group Spiral Gyra that I like. And this one's for Michelle Lovell, 3-year-old gelding. You're getting 5-1 with Gabriel Saez. Blinkers on, and since this horse has ran May 18th, the horse has been gelded. And The sire has an average turf pedigree, but the horse coming out of the 12 hole. Don't like that, but I say, what the heck, may get a piece of it underneath. So the horse, you know, that I think's going to win it is the 5 Decline, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised that Allen's Song for Keneally could also be in the winner's circle and may upset my 5. And then I wouldn't discount the 11. Now, there may be some others in here. I didn't see any of the others. I know some of the people kind of like the 4 in here for Ben Colebrook, Life Mission, and I think they're going to bet Javier Castellano. Horse has primarily been running longer, mile and 16th, mile 3 back at Gulfstream Park going a mile. They went 23-3, 46-3, 110, 134-1 in a $75,000 minor stakes and just got beat by less than 5 lengths. I think that's the only reason why they can probably justify maybe betting this horse, but Colebrook's only winning at 6%. Third off a layoff, 12%. Turf starts, Colebrook's winning at 8%, and going from a route to a sprint, 11%. So that's your call. So the numbers that I like in this opener on the turf, I like the 5, I like the 3, I like the 11, and the 12, two horses on the outside. But I really like horses on the inside. I think that they just have a distinct advantage. Well, I see it's 10:30, and we're moving right along, and I want to come back, and we're probably going to talk about another turf race. That's the 4th race on allowance, non-winners have won. Post time, 7:32.
You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
Whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Biscuit Boogie. I got a good job. I work hard for my
Welcome baby. Back to Down the Stretch. Now, here's your host, Don Noble.
That's for my boy, 40,680. Little Brooks and Dunn here on Stephen Foster Day. Here on ESPN 680 and 105.7 FM. Like that song, too. There we go. And by the way, if you want to see Maximum Security, you're going to get to see him run tomorrow, Monmouth Park, in the Pegasus Stakes. I'll probably tune in if I'm not watching golf. I think he's going to run against 5 others. Not much here. But I'll probably take a peek. If not, I'll see it Monday. You know, tomorrow, Father's Day. And just want to have a little shout out to all the fathers, which I am one. And I think my daughter-in-law's coming in Tuesday. She's got a job. She travels all over the United States, Mitch. She's been to Dallas. She's been to New York. She's been to San Francisco. She's been to Fort Worth. I think she's been to New Orleans, Charlotte. She's been everywhere. Doing well. So I think she's coming in Tuesday. But anyway, let's get back some handicapping. The next race I'm going to talk about is the fourth race on the Matt Wynn Turf Course. Non-winners of one. Man, with those purses being elevated because of Derby Gaming, $97,000. Going a mile and eighth on the grass. Got nine horses entered in here. First horse I'll talk about is the horse for Al Stahl. German bred, this three-year-old filly. It's 4-1 morning line with Miguel Mena. Last time out at Churchill Downs, going a mile and 16th. At the same condition, horse comes out and hits the gate at the start and resisted a little bit and then got everything back together, kind of composed herself, and only got beat by two lengths. And it's the two-horse Delica, or Delica, getting 4-1. I like this horse. Now, I don't see too many German breds. And the horse had won in Germany, breaking her maiden, and went to Chantilly, France, and only got beat less than two lengths. I think this is the value play in this race. But another horse in here you definitely probably will use in your exotics is the three horse for Brendan Walsh. It's a four-year-old filly. They paid $130,000 at the 2018 November Keeneland sale. Midnight Loop stands for 15. They paid $130 out of a Macho Uno mare. For Gentry Stables, Napier, the three horse. Brian Hernandez in the mount retains it. This horse was trained by Brad Cox, now Brendan Walsh. May 1st, Churchill Downs going a mile and 16th. They won 24-3 that day, 49-1, 113. Final time for a mile and 16th for this four-year-old was 143-3. Held the lead pretty much till deep stretch and then yielded and got beat by only two lengths. And that was the first race back from last August at Ellis Park where she broke her mate as a three-year-old. So in turf starts, Brendan Walsh is winning at 14%. Second off a layoff, 16%. And in allowance company, 16%. That's reason this horse is 3-1. But saying that, it's kind of a tepid favorite in this race, 3-1. And I've liked this horse. Definitely a strong contender and could very well win this race. And another horse in here that I'm going to talk about is the 7-2, Marcassi. It's a four-year-old filly by Warfront out of Sadler's Well mare. Last time out, Churchill Downs in non-winners are one. They won a mile that day in 23-4, 47-4, 112-4, 137, and was six, beaten by almost five lengths. Went off at 2-1 that day. And I didn't like that performance, but the horse hadn't ran since Aqueduct in December of last year. But the horse has been stuck on this condition. Non-winners at one since August of last year. It's had 5 starts at this non-winners at one condition. You're getting Julian LaPerouse in the saddle, and that's the reason I didn't have this horse on top. The other horse in here that I used is my long shot is the 5 horse, Enchanting Kitten, this 5-year-old mare out of Kitten's Joy. You know what, Kitten's Joy was a turf champion out of a War Chant mare. They put the blinkers on today, last time out in April at Keeneland. Non-winners are one. This horse was a distant 5th, 10 lengths. So they make an equipment change. When Maker does that, he's winning at 19%. Turf starts, he's winning at 18%. And allowance company, 19%. And you're getting 5-1 on Enchanted Kitten with Tyler Gaffney on. This may be the play in this fourth race. I didn't use the horse on the outside for Vicky Oliver with Corey Landry. That horse may bite me, innocent. But I just, that horse, the last two races, innocent, didn't run well at Keeneland. Maybe didn't like that turf surface, but, I mean, was beaten by almost 9 lengths last year. Comes back in April, got beat 8 lengths. But May 23rd had a nice work of 47.3. 46 plus 90 days away, Vicky Oliver's only winning at 8%. And then turf starts 7%. So, I mean, she's losing 93% of the time. This horse may get a piece of it. And then Corey Landry may perform his magic. But I just didn't care for Innocent in this spot. But the horses that I like in here are the 2, 3, 7, and then the 5-horse Enchanting Kitten for Mike Maker. Well, that's the fourth race. Mile and eighth on the turf. Non-winners are 1. Post time is 7:32. Next race we'll talk about is one of the first stakes races, and that's the fifth race. Going to mile and 16th, the grade 3. $150,000 Matt Wynn Stakes for 3-year-olds. Post time is 8:03. Thought this was a competitive race, even though I do like the morning line favorite, and that is the 6, Mr. Money for Brett Calhoun. This 3-year-old colt had paid $130,000 at the 2017 September Keeneland sale. It's owned by Allied Racing Stable. Mr. Money, last time out, won the Pat Day Mile, Grade 3 event, going a mile. Today we're going a mile and 16th. And that day, win by almost 6 lengths. Almost 6 lengths. And what I like about this 3-year-old colt by Golden Sense, the horse wins by almost 6 lengths May 4th. The horse comes back May 24th, 47 Breeze, 2 best of 59. Then May 31st, 7 days later, comes back at Churchill, 5 furlongs at 59-4, best of 17. And June 7th, okay, 8 days ago, 47-1 Breezing, 2 best of 76. Gabriel Saez in the irons, 2-1. The other horse in here that you have to look at is horse coming in from California for John Sadler. It's Nolo Contesto, and you're getting Joel Rosario, the main man, Joel Rosario. And Sadler is winning at a fantastic rate in graded stakes. You won't believe what he's winning in those stakes races at 20%. That's huge. And when he ships, he's winning at 25%. Now, this 3-horse by Pioneer of the Nile out of a Congrats mare, going to be tough in here. They paid $385,000 at the 2017 September Keeneland sale. 3-1. 3-1. I think this horse is absolutely dangerous. Nolo Contesto, the 3. Then I looked at the horse inside. Lemonite for Steve Asmussen's 3-year-old colt, paid $115,000 at 2017 September Keeneland sale. You know, I've used this horse in the past, and kind of disappointed me, particularly in Louisiana Derby and in the Risen Star. But the horse needed a confidence builder and got that last time out in the slop in an optional $75,000 race, wins by a nose. and recorded a 91 wrist speed figure, 7-2 with Ricardo Santana, Lemonite. Now, I think this horse has turned a corner. And this horse may upset the field in here because I think there's going to be a lot of play on Mr. Money and Nolo Contesto. And then the other horse in here that I looked at was a horse for Ron Moquette, the five horse, Proverb. His three-year-old coat, paid $170,000, 2018 April OBS sales by Flatter, stands for 40,000 out of a Yes It's True mare, getting Calvin Borrell in the irons. 15-1. And last time out, this horse went off at 33-1 and only got beat less than four lengths, going a mile and eighth. We're going a mile and 16th today in the Oaklawn Park Invitational. And that day, that purse was $300,000. Dave running in a grade three, Matt Winstakes at 150. And you're getting Burrell in the irons at 15-1. You never know. You never know. Now, the other horse in here that I put a mark on but I didn't use was the two-horse Signal Man for Kenny McPeak by Gentle Quarters out of a Trippy mare, 4-1 with Brian Hernandez. I just didn't like the way this horse ran in the Preakness Stakes, grade one, or the Bluegrass Stakes. This horse ran third, but I just think this horse has been a little disappointing, even though this horse has won $500,000 and they paid $32,000. But of late, I'm just saying, in the Fountain of Youth, seventh by seven lengths. The Bluegrass Stakes went off at 6-1, was third by almost four lengths. And in the Preakness Stakes, May 18th, Pimlico was ninth by 10 lengths. I don't see it. I don't see it. But this two-horse, June 1st at Keeneland, had a 47-4 breeze, and then comes back June 9th at Churchill in a slop, 101-1, three best of 14. Now, if you want to use Signal Man, 4-1, I think this horse is going to drift up because I think the 6, Mr. Money, and the 3, Nolo Contesto, is going to take a lot of the money at the windows. But that's just the way I see this. If you want to go a little bit deeper, you can. In this mile and 16th, grade 3, $150,000 Matt Wynn Stakes. Pulse time is at 8:03. Well, it's 10:50. I'm going to see what races I want to talk about here momentarily when we come back. So we'll be right back here on Down the Stretch, sponsored by my good friends on Preston Highway, Billy Hayes, Town and Country Ford.
Welcome back to Down the Stretch. Now, here's your host, Don Noble.
Little Vince Gill here on Down the Stretch at 10:54. Next race we're going to talk about is the 6 race. Post time, 8:37, mile and 16th. Grade 2, $250,000. Wise Dan Stakes. We have 14 horses entered. Got also eligible to 15. First horse I'll talk about is a horse I kind of like at a price. And that's the 10 horse with Javier Castellano. It's El Picaro, Chilean bred. 4-year-old colt by Looking at Lucky out of a Scat Daddy mare. Making his first U.S. start with the addition of Lasix. Has primarily been running in Chile, has earned over $169,000. You're getting 12 to 1. You're getting 12 to 1. Horse got a nice work at Keeneland, June 9th, 1 minute and four, second best of seven. Trained by Ignacio Carias, does a pretty good job, even though he's only winning 7% for the year, but I like him as a trainer. 12 to 1. I'm picking this horse on top. May not run a step, but I'm taking a shot because I thought this race was a little bit wide open. The other horse in here that I looked at a price, because I think this race is wide open, is the four, Hot Springs for Steve Asmussen. If you look back four races, Churchill Downs, last September, going a mile and eighth in the $100,000 Jefferson Cup, they went 49-2, 115-2, 140-4, and final time for a mile and eighth, 154. Today we're going a mile and 16th, shortening back up in distance. And most importantly, this four-year-old colt by Uncle Mo out of a Victory Gallop mare has had five starts under the Twin Spires, four wins for $191,000, two for three at the distance, and five for nine in the money over the green grass. 10-1 with Ricardo Santana, Hot Springs. So I got a 12-1 and a 10-1 shot. Then the other horse and I used, and I'll probably mispronounce the last name, but it's Sim Riepe, R-I-E-P, this five-year-old gelding by Tappet out of a War Chant mare. Last time out, going a mile in the $115,000 opening verse stakes. They went 23-4. 47-2, 47-2, 111, and final time was 135 flat. Jimmy Graham was the irons that day, retains the mount. I think this five-year-old gelding could get a piece of it and possibly could win it. That's the six. Two for two at Churchill Downs, one for three at the distance. 11 for 16 in the money over the turf for over $300,000. So you see where I'm going here. You see where I'm going here. I mean, I've got a 12-1 shot. I got a 10-1 shot. I got an 8-1 shot. And here comes the bomb. Here comes the bomb. When I printed out the PPs, I saw this. And I thought it was just absolutely amazing. And the horse I'm talking about is the one horse for Charles Lepesky. Now, Charles, he's a good trainer, man. Get Western. Last time out, and a non-winners of one, stepping up to grade two company, this horse won a mile. It's a four-year-old gelding by Get Stormy at a Marquetry mare. Went 24, 47-1, 111-3. Final time was 135. Wins by almost three lengths. Going a mile and 16th today, another 16th of a mile. You're getting Julian LaPerrue, one of the top riders at Churchill Downs. Unless this is a misprint, this horse is 50-1. 50-1. Now, you tell me the last time you seen Julian LaPerrue on a 50-1 shot. I made this my best long shot, or not the best, but my long shot in this race, Get Western at 50-1. So to recap my numbers here in this grade two, $250,000 Wise Dan Stakes on the turf, I got the 10, I got the 4, I got the 6, and my crazy long shot. If this horse is on top coming in deep stretch, I'll be turning off my bean soup and I'll be going over collecting my money. Get Western. Well, I see we've ran out of time. I didn't get to the Stephen Foster. If you want it, you're going to have to download or listen to our program next week. Well, as I say each week, here on Down the Stretch, love this music. Good luck in smart wagering today at the races.
Listening to the Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.